We are on Daf Vov Medalef Iboy Elohu. This is perhaps by the first third of the Omid. Iboy Elohu Charufosi Mahu. If a person says Charufosi, is this good or no good? Toshma Desanye Ha'ima Charufosi Mikodeshes. Why is it good? Shekein b'Yehuda koyren la'arusa charufa. Because in Yehuda they call an arusa charufa. So the Gemara asks, v'Yehuda havye rube da'alme? Because in Yehuda it seems this is a unique language of Yehuda, they call an arusa charufa. But all over the world, Narus is never called a charufa. So how could we use the lashon of Yehuda for the whole world? So the Gemara says, you're right. The Braise should say as follows. Hochi kama. Ha'ima charufosi mekodeshes, shenema vihi shifcho necherefes liish. We have a posik, a shivcha charufe, v'oid b'Yehuda kairin larusa charufe, and also b'Yehuda kairin larusa charufe. So the posik calls an arusa charufe, and Yehuda they also call an arusa charufe. So the Gemara says v'Yehuda v'oid lekra. That means you after you bring a posik, you have to bring, and Yehuda also. That the posuk needs a raya from Yehuda. Elohachi kama ha'omer charufa b'Yehuda mekodeshes. A person says charufa b'Yehuda is mekodeshes. Shekein b'Yehuda koyrim la'arusa charufa. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. V'Yehuda v'oid l'kro v'chi ha'mikro tzorich siyua mi'minik sheb'Yehuda. You have to bring araya to the posik from the minig of Yehuda shekem b'Yehuda avol mikro lekel ha'melech. From the posik b'chlal you cannot learn out dahu yichud ba'al mehu. The Eshivcha Necherefes Lish means he was Miyached Eshivcha for Neve Divri. Shrei B'Eshivcha K'nainis HaKos of Medabo Shein Kedushin Taibsimbo. So it's Tamazai, no issues whatsoever over there. So Tichet is not a Loshen for Eresen. U'mikor HaVesal K'dayte K'man Doma B'Gitten V'chetsh Eshivcha V'chetsh Yibaschayren HaKos of Medabo. In the beginning, the Gemara held that the Pasuk is speaking about a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschoirim. The shaykh he bought tzad kedushin, the shaykh to make kedushin with her. The tzad cheres becomes niskadish. What does Taisva say? Mishum shenema v'yishivcha nachefes liish v'sova dekro mayri v'chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschoirim amoreses labr divri. Chaman yomer ba'sheleach dikdushin teivsim bo. Shekain b'Yehuda koyren larusa charufe. So Tosfos says v'davke b'Yehuda. Avol ba'al maloi diksav b'shivcha k'nanis akos v'dabo shen kedushin teivsim bo. So davke in Yehuda. I'd like to mention a interesting bir haloche. There's a very interesting bir halacha in Simen Samach Beis, Siv Beis. The Mechaber says, Yochel l'kreisa b'chol loshen. A person can learn Krishna in any language. So it's a very interesting bir halacha. The bir halacha says, V'da oid, d'nira li b'pshitis, the oisam devorim and emorim b'chol loshen. These inyonim which are said b'chol loshen that means as Krishmas Nemr Bacholoshan, Udavke im Anshei Oisai Hamedina Medabrim Kach. If this is a language spoken in this Medina, Avol im Anshei Medina Einon Yecholim Ledaber Zehaloshan, in this Medina this Loshan is not spoken. V'rak hu v'oid eize anoshim yechidim yoidim ze haloshin. Ze loy nechshav loshin klal le'medine zu she'eino makeres b'zu haloshin. So it's not considered a loshin. That means we have someone coming from Russia. He doesn't know loshin ha'kodesh. And one wants to teach him to say Krishna in Russian. Perhaps Russian isn't a good mushal, but Al Kaponim, that means if we have the Medina does not understand the Russian, he understands Russian. So since this is not a Loshan that is being spoken in the Medina, which is understood by the Medina, B'derech Klal, so it doesn't have a Torah's Loshan. Loi Nechshav Loshan Klal L'Medina Zu. She'ena Makeres B'zu HaLoshan. The Bish Loime Loshan HaKodesh, who Loshan Mitzad HaEtzem. Loshan HaKodesh is a Loshan, not because people speak this Loshan. It is a Loshan. That is a Loshan. So Memele, so this is, has a Teiras Loshan wherever it is spoken. If the person who's speaking it understands it, if the Anshe Medina understand it, it doesn't matter. This has a Teiras Loshan. Masha'en Kein Shal Loshan. Other languages, einenu ki mitzat heskim amedine. That means, in reality, there's no such language as Russian. No, this was a haskame, an agreement. This Russian was agreed upon. V'kivin she'ein anshe amedine zu makirin b'loshen zeh. So since in this Medina, in this country, it is not understood, loy nikra loshen klal. That's what he says. So a person in Russia, if we'll learn Krishna in Russian, he's yaitze. A person in California, he'll learn Krishna in Russian, he's not yaitze. V'raya ledvorai. So now the Mishnah Berurah says Araya Mikdushin Davova Medalev Ha'ima Charufosi BiYehuda Mikudeshes Shekain BiYehuda Kairin LaRusa Charufa. So that means like this: the Maskonas HaGemara is Charufa Al Pitayra does not mean Erison; it means something else. That's the Lishna Dekra. In Yehuda, the minig amokim Yehuda, they called an arusa, they called a charufa. In some place else, they didn't call her a charufa. So he says, so let's be medayk from the Loshon HaGemara, ha'ayma charufosi bi Yehuda mikudeshes. She came bi Yehuda kaim arusa charufa. Avo bishari mikoymes. Eino mikudeshes av sheshneihem kivnu lishem kedushin v'kedushin hu b'choloshin. That means they came from Yehuda, the immigrants from Yehuda, and then they come to America and they have Eidim with them and everything, and then you speak Yiddish, Yehuda, and you go and you say Harei at Charufosi, and they say Mazel Tov, and then the Chofetz Chaim comes and says, I got news for you, you're not married. Afal Piken, Kimin Dein Loshen Zeh Loshen Kedushin, Ba'oisai Mokim, Havikila Nosan Kesef, Meloyoma Klav, De'eina Mekudesh, yes. It's not Mekudesh, that is what the Chofetz Chaim says, La'loche, and he's Medakon the Loshen HaGemore. So we have another chiddush from the Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim understood the why does one have to speak by
by the Kedushin, ki yikach yishisha, we had al sugya, nasanu ba'omrehi, it's no good, you need no, fasafik, nasanu ba'omav, there's a din amire. So the Chofetz Chaim understood that the din amire, we had mentioned, that's 2 days ago, which you can have now soon, hayimedabre imoy al iskei Kedushin, if that helps. They were speaking before about Kedushin, then he gave the ring in silence. So it's good. So we said, there's 2 mahalchim how to learn pshat. One mahalach is, you have to speak. No, you can be mitzarev, the speaking of, that was spoken about before the Nesinus HaTabas, even though the Nesinus HaTabas was in complete silence, but the Nesina is a hemshech of the previous Diburim. Or others say pshat, don't have to speak. You have to know that he's giving Lashem Kedushin. So, if he was speaking before they were speaking about Kedushin, so I know he's giving Lashem Kedushin. The Chocha came from him. I mean, this God the Yadovid brings a Mojah the Keraya that he does know Din Dibo. We heard in Mesech this Gittin that, he gave his wife a get, and then both of them were together in a pundiki. So we say, hein, hein, hei, di yichot, hein, hein, hei, di biya, and then you need a get from that. Not one word was mentioned. So you see, so the Yadovid brings a raya from this, that you just have to know. Sometimes actions speak louder than words. From the Chofetz Chaim says not like that. The Chofetz Chaim says there's a din amire by Kedusha, but not only is there din an amire, it has to be an amire b'toyres loshen. You need a loshen of Kedusha, and if this was done not in Yehuda, even though I know what he means, she knows what he means, they don't know what they mean, she's not b'kodesh. The Gemara further. B'mayaskina. Now the Gemara has a new problem. B'mayaskina. So Rashi says, what are we going on? B'hanach lishni dekami boilon. We had a whole bunch of b'shoynis we asked a shayla. Yavi kedushin, eloi. Hey chitomi. He told arei atzalosi. You're my wit. So, she starts blinking. I mean, if he wasn't before speaking about Kedushin, he comes over to a lady before they weren't speaking about it, he comes over. So how does she know what he's talking about? Kedushin, afilu bul paskin, that's a loshin kedushin, eichem mikache, holo yodo my koma losha tisratza lis kadesh loy. She doesn't know what he's talking about, that she should be merutze. She zichi has to know what he wants. Yarei at salosi. What's that salosi? A rib. Oh. So, but we still don't know. She still doesn't know what he's batting about. Ve'elo, Nagavuche Rashi says, "V'chein b'anach lishne de gerishin." Now, baista is the lashonis of gerishin, which also they're mesupik if they're good or no good. Now, so bishleime by kedushin, the most kasha is very good. She has to know what he wants. So she kedusha tisratze by gerishin lechayre. He gives a get bal kocha. What's the chilek if she knows? She doesn't know. So it could be there's a safri, benosan la seifa krisus v'shilcha mi beisoy. So the safri says v'shilcha mi beisoy. We learn from that he has to tell her it should be mishalcha bein chazels. I mean, he can give her a document, and if she doesn't know what it's all about, it can be bal kocha also. But he has to inform her this is we're saying goodbye. It should be mishalcha v'shilcha mi beisoy. He's sending her away, so there's a din dibul. By get also, you have to say Hogita. Something you have to say that she should be aware that he's giving her a get. So the Gemara says that you have a shayla in Lashain is by Gerish, and so you're very lumdish about it. She has to know about it. So if it was Medaba Imar Liska Kedushin, Now that, let's go back to the Gemara. So, so she doesn't know what he's talking about. So it's zichah no good. So then you don't need these lashonis. So the medaber im al iskei gita b'kedusha is sufficient. You can give it in silence. So how's it speaking about? If before they were speaking about iskei gita b'kedusha, so that alone is sufficient. So this is not a lashon of kedusha. Let's be samechan before. And if it's not medaberim al iskei gita b'kedusha, so she doesn't know what he wants. It's not. We learned that Mishnah. Are you medaberim ish al iskei gita b'kedusha? V'nosa lo gita b'kedusha v'loi pirish. He didn't say anything. He gave it the silence. Rabbi Yosi yomer dayoi. That's enough. You don't say anything. You could be mitzaref the previous dibur to the nesina. So we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. So finish. So if we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, so I have a kasha. Omri loylam b'medaberim aliska gita v'kedusha. He was speaking about that he wants to marry her, and she understood this, and everything was fine. Vidyoy love is also if he would have given tongue, kept quiet, achinami. Now he said this lotion. Now the shaila is ani lishne likidushi kamalo. Maybe he got cold feet. He's talking you want to marry, and then when they came lamaise, she'll work for him. He's looking for someone to work for him. If it's not a lashon kedushin, so it is. It's worse than shtike. If the lashon is a mashmois of malacha, so finish. So he's not interested in marrying her as yet. Zot Rashi. Elabam medaba mali ilay have a lashon kedushin. Philo is not a lashon kedushin. I feel he wouldn't tell her anything. Elashon lashon lo kamo daba kedushin kabi yisi. Git with the shell, och inami the makacha kabi yisi. The mridin istam lashem kedushin nasa. Istam he gave lashem kedushin. Vi kabalosa lakach. Aval hashte the porish hanach lishni. But now he said beferish. Is im loshen kedushin name this katsa im loshen love elasis malachte he ma regila betati she mechovitz lekatsa achsha. Zot the gemara weiter. Gufe haya medaber im aish aliska gita bekedusha benosan lo gita bekedusha v'loy pirish. Am yisi yomer dayoy. He doesn't have to say anything. That's sufficient. Am yudaima tzorich lefarish. According to Rabbi Yosi, that says it's sufficient, that means they were speaking about this till the Nesina, and then by the Nesina, all of a sudden, there was silence, and he gave over the get without any comments. So we have here Amoiroim that say that they have to be talking about it till he gives over. And even though it was given over in silence, that doesn't matter. Ketanoi, so the Gemara says, this halacha, if they have to be speaking, asukim by inyan, till the nesine, samachloi ketanoi. Rabbi yoima bohusha asukim by inyan. Rabbi Lazar, barab shimonoima afapi, shein asukim by inyan. Afilu, before this Nesina, they stopped speaking about Kedushin. And then he gave, they spoke about Kedushin 20 minutes ago. Now they're speaking about other things. Now he goes and gives her a Tabas. She's also Mekudish. Frag the Gemara, what's on Rabbi Loza by Rabbi Shimon? We love the Sukim by Sinyi, Mino Yoda my Komolo. How does she know he means Kedushin? They went off the topic completely. They're talking about other things now. Amar Abaye, Me'inyan le'inyan ba'isay inyan. No, they weren't speaking directly about Kedushin. that was speaking about pertinent facts that are important to know before you get married. Let us see what Rashi says. This was once spoken about 20 minutes ago. But a posku, what he says, they stopped that conversation and talking about something else now. So how does she know that he means kedushin? Meinyin leinyin, she posku miladabim pekedushin mamish, vahoyu medabrim bedvorim acherim, they're speaking about other nyonim, miyu ledvar tzorchei zivugim hoyo. They're speaking about things which are important to their zivug. Now we're speaking about brass tacks. We're getting down to brass tacks. We have to know, can you support me? I mean, so these are in the minyoni kedushin, so it's not a hepsik. So she can understand this conversation that they started now as a continuation of the previous proposal, and so therefore it'll be sufficient, even though they're not exactly speaking about kedusha. So the Gemara says further, Omar Ravuna Meshmul Halacha Rabbi Yosi. We pass like Rabbi Yosi that daya, but davi meiske kedusha is sufficient. Omar Rabbi Yemel Ravashi Belod Amar Yuda Meshmul. So let me ask you a shayla. Kol she'eini yedeya mitiv gitna kedushin leihelo eisek imor. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul said that if a person, let's say Rashi Lenshad, he's a dayan, and he'll his gitna kedushin, if he doesn't know it clearly, mitiv gitna kedushin leihelo eisek imor, he should look for a different job. He should not be Isaac and paskening these shaylas, because they're very serious shaylas. So, afilu lo shmir lehod Rav Huna Meshmul, what if he didn't know this din of Rav Huna Meshmul, that medaber imal iske kedushin helps? What if he doesn't know this din? Can we, when we give him a bchine, we ask him funny shaylas to answer, does this have to be one of the shaylas we gave in silence and in the talking before? Does he have to know this? Or maybe he doesn't have to know this. Maybe this happens once in a million years, so he doesn't have to know all far-fetched shaylas. So that's how Rashi and the Gemara shal. The Gemara asks, this din of Rabbi Yosi, that he medabri maliske kedushin, and we pass on Rabbi Yosi, is this a shchir de kedin, that one who became a rav to paskin shaylas on gitna kedushin, this is a shchir de kedin, he has to be aware of this din also, or is this something that is very rare and he doesn't have to know about this? Amar Shmuel. Yeah, this is a shirta gedin. This he also has to know about. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "B'tiv gitin bil chesayim lo yehi lo yeisik imom liyis daim b'dova shema yater Yisrael ve." He might be matra nerve. V'zeiva sheni yochel l'saken. This can end up with shekel chazachin. Afilu lo yishmir lehod alocha kabiyosi neiman amid lehi lo yeisik imom kloima. Mishchicha, is this a shchich like occurrence? I like shchicha. She had them nice and get a kedushin lisha beinam mafarish. Maybe this is a very rare situation. So the Gemara says no. It's a shchich like a zach, and he has to know this. Let us see what Taisva says. Lo yehi lo yehi kimo perish bekuntres lo yehi dayim bedova shem yater Israel. So Rashi said this whole din is speaking about a person who wants to be a dayan. So he has to have qualifications in order to be them is to be yidei betiv gitna kedushin. He has to have the halachas on his fingertips. Rav Rabbezriel Perish. No, we're not talking about a dying. Shlo yedaber im anoshim al iske kedushin lekacham. A person should not speak with women al iske kedushin lekacham. Shepa'amim shetahei mekudashes b'amirosom hoi b'anesinosom. He shouldn't be talking, he could be married v'lo yovin, and he won't realize that he's married. So memele, so we're speaking about a person, not speaking about a dayan, a person should not speak with women al iskei kedushin, and shouldn't speak with her l'shaynis that could mean kedushin, because he might think he's not married, and he really is married. So now the shayla is, what case are we speaking about over here? What is the case? So, did he want to marry her? Didn't he want to marry her? Why does he think he's not married? And she really is married. So others want to say the case is as follows, that he meant to make a joke. He's not interested in marrying her. So he thinks that's sufficient. If he means to make a joke, it's sufficient. But it's not sufficient. It's Dvarim Shebelev. And what he thinks, 100%, he thinks there's nothing but to worry about, because I really don't mean Kedushin. The whole thing is a joke by me. But if we don't really know what he means, this is a shek l'cheshayla, that Nebuch, there's many shayles and tshuvas that speak about such things, that people gave a tabas, and they're making a play out of it. But if there's no umdene that he meant l'shem schoik, she's mekodeshes. So therefore, you don't know tiv gitne kedushin, you should watch your tongue in actions. I think Rab Shimon and Shara Yeshe says another pshat in Abazriel. That means that he could think that he wants to make a maisa kedushin, but he's under the impression that she won't become his wife with this. That means he knows what he's doing, but he thinks this doesn't help. So I think that's what Rav Shimon says. Rav Shimon says that's not, as long as you know what you're doing and you're doing it, that even though you're under the impression it won't be kinda, that won't help the situation. She'll become your wife. I think that's what Rav Shimon says. Because so Taisus says this pshat Rav Azriel tinech bekedushin. But I understand one shouldn't talk about kedushin with women and give money for joking or for other purposes. He might end up getting married and won't realize it. Aber begerishin ma bekach im yisber she'ena begereshes. What will the calamity be if he'll give his wife a get and he'll think she's not geget? And he'll be mach, and she really is geget. So what's the calamity? V'shem me'ikah l'meichesh l'koyin. So maybe if he's a koyin, so she's really geget, and he thinks she's not geget, and then she is geget, and he's a koyin, or he'll die and she'll get married to a koyin. Mi'lishna d'imoen le'mash mo'ochi. Le'yeseki mo'en, it seems to speak about not only his wife. They know them yochlidin get a lishtai, vayde lekamon bepirkin mashmish yesh shas yisar eishishish tama vikoshin leilam bedeh ramabu. Umi yesh leimer by get is also a chshas, yikil ameichish in poshta yodah vekib lekedusha meyachem. That means he could get into hot water. That means he'll give her a get, and he thinks the get was not good. And she got the get, and she'll be pushed to Yod of Kibbutz Kedusha Meyachas. So really, she's the second one's wife, and he thinks that the get was not cut, and we can end up with very serious problems. Afilu leishmiel eperish odom shnisman agitim bekedushin tishna leidia odar abiyudam shmu shloi koshel bo the shriche is this a milse the shriche do melak la meichish lochi le shriche kolai vechein mash mitoch perish hakontres zogt die gemara weiter vechein begeirishin nosan lo gita ba amal lo areit mishalachas reit megoreshes reit metersh chalodam arei yi megoreshes pshite nosan lo gita. Person gave his wife a get, Va'omalo le'ishtoi, arei at bas chayrim. You're a bas chayrim, le'oma v'le'klo. So that's worthless. Rashi says, Va'oma klum, le'izgarish, im kosav loshen ze beget. That means if he wrote this loshen in the get, she'ein ze loshen gerish. But she was a bas chayrin because she was married also. So reyat bas chayrin is a very good loshen for a shivcha, but it's not a loshen for a wife. Because it does not mean at all that the ish is terminated. She's a bas chayrin and she's not a bas chayrin. Oma lo l'shivchosoy reyat muteres l'chol odom. What if he told the shivcha reyat muteres l'chol odom? He wrote it in the shtar shicha. Is this a loshen shicha? Loi oma v'loi klum. That's also pshite. That's no good. Now, why is this no good? So now let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Areyat Muteres, Loshen Geirishin. This is a Loshen of Geirishin. This is very good by issues. V'loi Loshen Shicho. It's not a Loshen of Shicho. V'shivche. The I bas choyrin mashvilo. If by saying Areyat Muteres l'chol odo, he means to say, I'm being Meshacha you. That's what he's saying. That's what he's writing this in the Shtar Shicha. Reet Muteres L'chol Odom. Now how does the Shivcha become Muteres L'chol Odom? By being Meshacha, then she becomes Muteres L'chol Odom. And that's what he means to say. Nibas Choyre Mashvula Einu Muteres L'avodim. She's not Muter L'avodim. So if that's what he means to say, that you should be a bas chayrin, and that's how he's saying it, then he's saying, he wants to be mishachah, and he's saying it by phrasing, arei at muteres l'chol odom. So Rashi says, so it's not true. She's also lavodim. So this statement, arei at muteres l'chol odom, is not true. Avoloshin getu leisha shematira lakil shoisa suraloy al yoda. So Rashi, let's go backwards on this Rashi. So Rashi says, by Isha, Arein Muteres L'chol Odom means as follows. She's not mutter to his brother, to his father, but that he did not saw her. That's a Torah dekisa. The Torah asked Kroiv. The ones who he asked to, we went on the base of the base, the Osala Kula Alma Kehegdish. That means that he asked the process of Ishis is I'm ushering her to all the people she was mutter to till now. That is Ishis. So Mamele, so Areyat Muteres L'chol Odom means to all the people I answered you, I said Areyat Mekodeshes, to all these people are being mad for you. So Mamele, so that's very good. That's terrific. Before she was also Tamamza, I didn't ask you Tamamza. It means, and now that this is a Krogim, I didn't make that. Areyat Muteres L'chol Odom means to all those people I answered you, I'm being mad for you now. So that's a beautiful lesson. Track the Taisus Arosh and Rashi, so say the same thing by a Shifre. Because Pshat is like this. Rashi says, well, now she'll become also to Avodim. She'll become also to Avodim. So the Shaila is, he didn't ask her to Avodim. I mean, every Shifre was a Tvile. Mitzad the Tvile, she should be mutter to her, she should become a Gieres. No, he made sure to do avoida with her b'shas tefila, he was mishabit with her b'shas tefila. So he made that it should not be a tvila l'shem yadus, it should be a tvila l'shem shifras. That's what he did. So why is she also to a ben chayrim? She's also to ben chayrim because of him. That means by making that it should be a tvila l'shem shifras, that's why she's also to ben chayrim. So al yadoi, she became also to a ben chayrim. Now, he says, Rebbe Tersel Chalodom, Shenes Al Yodai. This is the Taisus Haroshes Kasha and Rashi. So why is it a bad lotion? So Rashi says, well, now she'll be also to Avodim. Yeah, well, she's a Baskan, she's also to Avodim, but by Ish also, she's also to people, she's also to Goyim, to Mamzer. But Al Kaponim, there we say it means, Rebbe Tersel Chalodom, That's the Taisus Haroshes Kasha and Rashi, and the Taisus Haroshes is a different pshat, and Rashi in Gittin also says a different pshat. Taisus Haroshes as follows, that Hared Meteres L'chol Odom, you can never start on the second floor. That means that the Iser Shivches is built because she's Koniloi. That means the Iser, there's not, there's an Iser, there's a Kinyan. The Iser is derived from the Kinyan. She can't say, Areyat Muteres L'Chalodim. You have to speak about the Shoirish of the Yisrael. Is she still Koniloch? Is she not Koniloch? Don't start on the second floor. So the Shtar Shichar has to speak about the Shoirish of the Yisrael, which is the Kinyan. So you have to say, Areyat Knuyeloch. That's a good lotion. Areyat Baschoyran, that's a good lotion. But to speak about the second floor, to speak about Yemut at everybody and ignore the Sibes HaYisrael, that's not a Loshen Shichur. That's how the Taisus HaRosh says, and that's how Rashi and Gittin says, yeah. The Zamagi on the Taisus HaRosh that wants to say Pshat in our Rashi, he wants to say that Areyat Muteres L'chol Odom means L'chol Odom the Zamashmois. That means besides the one your lecholodom means besides the one your mutter now your mutter lecholodom. So what does that mean? So by nisha means till now you only mutter to me. Besides me your mutter lecholodom. So lecholodom seems it is moisif on those she was mutter to till now. Now moisif. That's the taish lecholodom. That's what he says pshat. So by an Isha, you have such a concept. Before she was mutter to the husband, and now you're mutter for all men, not only your husband. He says, but by Shivcha, it doesn't work like that. It's not pshat, I'm being moisif. We're just changing it. Before you were mutter to Avodim and also to us. Now you're mutter to Bnei Chayrim and also to Avodim. So the Loshon L'chol Odom is not applicable. That's what the Megi on the Taisus HaRosh wants to say. Let us go further. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Oma lole ishtoi. What is the din if he told his wife, Arei at la'atzmacha. Now, you're for yourself. Now, how do we understand this losh? Mi amrinan l'mloche kamalo. Tfasna merube loy tfasta. Maybe we can whittle down the mashmois. Latzmacha, till now you were working for me. So latzmacha means now the yamaisi adayim belongs to you. But it's not muchach to say that it means all the way. Could be it means only legabi melach. I don't legamri kamala. I take whatever is nichlal in the loshen. Latzmacha means completely. So she's his wife. Amar Ravina Rabashi Toshma. The sign you will learn in a baraisa. Gufa you shall get shichel. Arei ato ben chayrin. What's a star shichel? Arei ato ben chayrin. Arei ato la'atzmacha. So we see for a star shichel this works. It's hashto ma eviknani dekoni le gufe. An eviknani, he possesses more than a husband possesses in a wife. And Eved Knani is Gufay Koni. Ki omale herei ato la'atzmecho legamri komale. We say he means legamri. Isha de loy koni le gufe. An Isha de loy koni le gufe. Leikolshkein. So that means I have a kal v'chomer. If this is a good lashon for a eved, and I don't say he means only a partial hareyat la'atzmacha, I say he means hareyat la'atzmacha in all aspects. So hu adin, by isha, I say hareyat la'atzmacha in all aspects. What does Rashi say? L'gamri afilu linosu l'mlochu shimaisi yoda shalom. La'avdoi k'nani l'gamri afilu shicha gufay muta babas chayren. Zog toisves isha d'loikoni l'gufay l'koshk. N'avu gav d'gabi harayat bas chayren. He said the Gemara saying, whatever helps by a eved, zicha helps by an isha. אַפ גאַב דאָ גאַב רייד באס חייל נעם האני מי קאַב חיים האני שו לאי שיי חיירס בישע אבער קאַב חיים הו שיין איז די שיי חיער געוואך איך מיין ביי באס חייר דאָ דאזן העלפ ביקוז דאָ הול קאַנצעפט פון חיירס דאָס נאָט אפליי ביי אנישע but over here the atzmach applies by both. There's only one shaila: how far does the atzmach go? Does it mean completely only my sheer dime? So I can make a kalvachimah from Evan. Omer Levin Rav Ashi, Omer La'avdoi, Ein Li Eisik Boch Mai. What if a person told his Eved, Ein Li Eisik Boch? Mi Amrinin, Ein Li Eisik Boch, Legamri Kom Aleim. Does this mean Legamri, Oiduma, Lemloche Kom Aleim? It means, Ein Li Eisik, it's not a Shtashich, it means, don't have to work for me anymore. Omer lei Rav Nachman le Rav Ashi, ve'omri lo Rav Chanin mechizo le Rav Ashi, toshmam. Amoicha avdoi lo oivet kechovim, yotzo le chayres. We learned a person sold his eved knani to a goy, yotzo le chayres. Ve'tzorech get shicho me rabbi rishin. So we'll see in a minute that they constant the odin harishin that sold the eved knani to a goy, they can't send him that Yotzo Lecheres. We'll see in Rashi, Yotzo Lecheres means you have to get him out of this guy. I'm sorry, you sold him to guy, now you have to get him out of the guy. You have to be paid him. Filo adasore bedomov. You have to get him out of there. But after you paid him, they'll say, well, okay, and now I got him back. It was an expensive price, but I got him back. No, no. Chazal can't send Yotzo Lecheres. No, no. You sold him, he's out of your reshus already. You did a gewaldic avla to him, so you have to be paid to him, but it's Yotzo Lecheres. You can't work with him anymore. V'tzorich get shicha. But also, you have to make sure this eved does not remain an eved knani. Your kinyan iso. You have to take off your kinyan iso. You have to be mishachem elagamri. So you have to write to him a shtar shicha. V'tzorich get shicha merab erishon. Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, v'med dvorim amurim. When does the owner have to write a new shtar shicha from him? Shloikos of olavoine, that when he did not write before a shtar. So then, after he's paid him, he has to give him a shtar shicha. Avukos of olavoine, zehu shichure. But if he wrote a shtar on him before, when he sold him, he gave him a shtar, so that's, so the Eved was already mekabel the shtar shicha. Heichi domi oinoi. Now what is the case of oinoi? Omar Rav Sheish is the kosov like shetivrach mimenu. If you'll run away from the goy, ainli esig boch. So then, ainli esig boch. So we see that this is a loshen of shicha. It's not a yin of meloche. This is equivalent to a shtar shicha. Tachmid is the Pnei Yeshua's Akash over here. The Pnei Yeshua has to ask, we learn out by Shtar Shicho, we learn out the Lo Lo Meisha, there's the same dinim that apply by Isha, apply by Shtar Shicho. The Sakisha to be Lishmo, so Shtar Shicho to be Lishmo, all the halachas. So just like by Isha, the Nusach has to be Bishilcha Mi Beiso, he can't say any Ishech, any Bailech, he has to, the lotion of the get has to be whatever it is, he has to speak about her, not about himself. So l'chayre by get, yishlol shtashich yishlol sol need this t'nai. And here he's saying, ain li esek boch. It seems the loshen is he's speaking about anev and esek with you. That's the midupne Yeshua asked this question. But let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi as follows. Yotza l'chayres. Ba'af al gav de kaim alon. Even though he has to be paid to him, so if he's paid to him, so let him get him back. But the daf came in mitzvahs, but the yotzal lecheres. This avla you did is an avla, but you have to be paid him. But the yotzal lecheres. So get shicha latiroi bebas chayren. Now, if he wants to be matter him and a bas chayren. So you need to get shicha. Mishum da'ayvet keichavim gufay loikoni. So now, Rashi had a kasha. I sold them to the goys. Why do I have to write a shtar shicha? I mean, who am I? It's he sold to the goys. So Tais, as Rashi says, da'ayvet keichavim gufay loikoni. The goy never acquired a kinyan haguf. Dechsiv mehem tikno. It says in the pasuk, you can be kinder from goyim. Atem kinder mehem. V'loihem kinder mikem. V'loihem kinder ze eze. So when the goy purchased this eved, what did he acquire? Only a kinyan l'malochim. That means the kinyan aguf was never transferred. The kinyan aguf remained all the time by the yid. So the kinyan aguf remained by the yid, so the kinyan is also by the yid. So Memela, therefore, he is the right to shtar shichel. Being paid him from the goy will have nothing to do with the shichel of the Yevet. That's just eliminating the shibud maisa yodayim that the goy had. The medva moshe tzar get shichel shal kosov al vaynik shemach al evit kechavim oine loshen shtar. Shetivrach mimenu min evit kechavim ein li eisek boch. Alma loshen shichahu, so we see this is a loshen shichah. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis kshetivrach mimenu kloima min ha'ivet kechoven. That means, so he's being meshacher him after he, that means he's saying like this, if you can, I have to get you out of the goy. If you can run away from the goy and the girl be miyayish and he doesn't know where to get a hold of you, so that took care of the goy. So then there's no kinya maisi yadayim. So I wrote such a shtar also. Kshetivach mimenu, when you run away from the goy, so ain li yesubach, my kinyan is, I'm giving you a shtar shichu, that what I possess in you ain li yesubach. So, but this should be chal kloima min ha'ivet kechavim. That means when you'll run away from the goy, then you should become a ben chayim. Avol ein eroi tzeloima kshetivrach, I don't know, it would be better mimenu over here. Avol ein eroi tzeloima kshetivrach mimenu ma'ach shabein liyesig boch. He doesn't mean that when you, that now you should become a ben chayim. Him kein ye miyad ben chayren bi yischayv be mitzvus v'lo yuchel lekayim bebeis ayve kichavim nimtzu sharalay ma shekaysav olavoynei. So why should he do such a thing? So this whole kaysav olavoynei, which is done l'tayves ha'eved, is it's given to him that it should be chal shetivrach mimenu, that when you run away from the goy, then it should be held.